American Samoa's best music makes 93 KHJ. Let's have a do over here. We have Kalina. You guys remember Kalina from Panamax? Actually, you guys started at Blue Sky, right?
I did. Well, actually, before that, I started at Sadie's.
No kidding.
Yeah, with Talonga, and then I moved over to Blue Sky, and then Panamax.
And you're still with Panamax,
yep,
right?
Yeah, I've been there about going on 8 years, I think. Is it?
That sounds
seven
about
eight,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you started there in like 2015, something.
Yeah. Okay. And then now I'm running the whole Pacific and U.S.
Unbelievable. So
yeah.
You started as marketing.
Yeah.
To just and you were just doing ads for them, and then you became the
general manager here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved me to Hawaii, and now I do the whole U.S. South Pacific.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a a vertical climb then.
I know. So that's why I'm always not home or traveling and stuff, but my home base is Wisconsin right now.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Now, is that weird though? Like, you got to keep up with the time zone because it's so different. That's what, Central?
Yeah, Central.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's so hard. So this last trip I did, I was in Wisconsin. I did Los Angeles, Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, and then here. And I'm beat. I'm exhausted on this trip. I'm ready to go home.
I bet.
I'm
and
tired.
You're jet lagging. And then it's even worse because you're going back that way. Whenever you go east, it's like, it takes you 2 weeks to...
To get back on track.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Is 6 hours, I guess, for Central?
Is it?
I don't
From
know.
Here?
Because we don't
man.
Do daylight savings time here, so it's all trippy. It's like, is it that
Central's
time of year?
Plus 6 hours?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, and when I was in New Zealand, it was plus 24 hours.
it was a full 24?
Yeah, so it was... So I came from Fiji to here doing that whole Pacific tour. And then so I thought I was like, oh, yes, I'm going to get a day off. It's finally Saturday. And I came back here and it was Friday again.
I see.
So I didn't get a day off. But
yeah, that's wild. The whole day change thing is still crazy. And just going from here to Samoa is weird, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
When you'll do a Monday flight from there and they're all bumping over there. They're like, and then you get over here and it's church day.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing.
Exactly.
Everything's shut down. It's crazy.
It is.
So anything new with Panamax? I mean, we talk about you guys right after news every day.
Yep. So we have the Sudso. We launched the powder, and you've been talking about that. We just launched the liquid. And we just started doing Cerebus salt.
By the way, Vera says hi. She just wrote in.
Hi, Vera.
So what kind of salt did you say?
The Cerebus salt. So we do that.
What is that?
It's the white with the blue.
Okay.
So it's... The salt. It's like the number one salt on island.
Oh, yeah. It's you spin the thing to open. Okay, I got it.
Because we do Kraft Heinz.
All right.
And Cerebus is part of Kraft Heinz. So.
Okay, I thought you were like talking bath salts or so. We're still on the Sudso trip.
No, you know, for your food.
Right. That's a big thing like all over the Pacific, though. That's not just exclusive to American Samoa,
no,
is it?
No, so we do Kraft Heinz globally. So we do the salt wherever our markets are and stuff like that.
And what is, like, your biggest, like, most popular product of your whole portfolio?
Oh, there is none, because everything that we do sell is everyday use. So when it comes even the Oxen Palm, the Pacific Corned Beef, the Kraft products, the Anchor Milk, pretty much everything, it's a wide spread out of equalness.
Now, does Crown Corned Beef, though, does Corned Beef here in American Samoa, does that sell more than it would in a place like Fiji?
The Crown, the more expensive one, or...
Either corned beef.
So in Fiji, our Pacific and our Oxen Palm is the number one seller in the entire Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, U.S., because we're in the U.S. market now, too.
And was that a thing you did?
Okay. East U.S.
All right.
Yeah, and the military.
Okay. I'm sorry.
My bad.
Revealing trade secrets here.
No, it's fine.
So you're, I was worried like when you left here, you were going to leave the company, but
a lot of people did. They thought I left Panamax and I've been gone for a while.
Well, it's hard. Most people don't do that. If they have a business, they kind of are here with the, you know,
well, you guys
it's
also
hard to
locked me out for 3 years.
Yeah, that was, hey, at least you were out. We've been locked in.
I know. Yeah, that is crazy.
Was it hard getting over here with the Talofa Pass and all that?
No, they actually, this trip, no Talofa Pass. I took my, COVID test in New Zealand. They didn't ask for it. So, yeah.
Did you ever get COVID while you were up there?
I did. I got it when I was in Wisconsin, which I thought I was going to get it in Hawaii, but no.
Was it hard?
It was tough. It was probably the sickest I ever was. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. I was crawling on the ground to let the dogs out. I was out for probably a full week.
Yeah.
And I am vaccinated too.
So you got it after the vaccine?
Yeah.
Now, are you double, triple, or whatever?
Whatever they say, I have it all. Because I have to for work.
Biden boosted?
Yeah. I have to for work.
Oh, that's so, like a mandate for me?
Yeah,
your...
so they were, because I have to travel in all these countries. So a lot of their mandates were I had to be fully vaccinated. So I kind of had to. It was either work or don't work.
Right.
So, yeah, but no. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But COVID was good because during the lockdown, you know, I got stuck. And now I'm married, so COVID gave
yeah. So what is marriage like? I mean,
oh my gosh, it's incredible. But it's
you're
just
buying houses, and you're adulting. I think is what they call it, right?
I know, adulting, buying homes, moving, getting married. No, marriage is great. It's like we aren't married. It's just paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's good.
Now, is it hard though? Like being apart, traveling a lot. I would think that. I couldn't do that.
I think the only reason why it's hard now is because we were spoiled for those 3 years where I was grounded and not allowed to travel.
Uh-huh.
So now that I'm traveling, I'm trying to group my travels into like either short trips, so it's like a week or so, and then at the end of the year, I'll try to do my big tour of like a month and a half.
What a great gig you have.
I know.
You just get to, you're like a professional jet setter.
I know. But I mean, I don't mind it because, I mean, my wife's in the military, so she travel sometimes too for work, so
I see.
Yeah.
Do you do the FaceTime all?
FaceTime.
Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of phone calls, texting. It's hard. It's hard, but it's like, you know, you gotta make the best of it.
Yeah, it better than not talking at all,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, it's good. And then I got two dogs now, a pit bull and a Belgian Malinois, the military dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they get along?
They do. She's one. He's three. She's crazy. If anyone gets a Belgian Malinois, those dogs are insane.
See, I would have thought the pit bull would have been...
She's so calm, and she just runs around the house, and we had to install a fence around the house because she just goes crazy. And in the house, she'll jump over the couch, and then in the backyard, it's so crazy because she thinks that she can't jump over this four-foot fence. So it's good for me, but...
So now this neighborhood that you're in, do you have, like, other neighbors that are the dog chases, or...?
Yeah... There's a couple dogs out there, but, you know, when I walk my dogs, they walk on the other side of the street because they see him because he's so big.
Oh, okay.
But he's so sweet, so.
Well, that's, you know, if you're walking and you're by yourself, you know, nobody's going to mess with you. You've got a big scary dog there with you. I'm going the other way. So anything new with what you're doing with Panamax? This is, by the way, Kalina from Panamax. Now, how do I say your last name again? Your married name?
Ovalles.
Ovalles.
It's Spanish.
Okay. Dominican, you said.
It's Dominican.
All right.
Yeah.
So, is there anything with Panamax that you are doing for the American Samoa market that we can look forward to?
I am. So there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline I'm really excited about. Some of it I can't really talk about, but during COVID, we launched quite a few new products. We got Hormel, and then so we're doing the all the planters because Hormel bought it over from Kraft. So we got Hormel, Kraft Heinz. There are some hygiene products that we're going to be launching, so that'll be good. And we're also going to be launching the six pack of Waddies for funerals and stuff, so they don't have to break them down and things like that. So
it's just one case or whatever.
Yeah, it's the one out of Australia that we're going to be bringing in with the corned beef.
Oh, Waddies that's a big one. Now, do you have the ketchup too, or tomato sauce? I think is what they call it down there.
The tomato sauce, the ketchup. Oh, that was tough. When I was in New Zealand, Australia, that was tough because I'm like, can I have ketchup? And it'd be tomato sauce. It's really sweet. That's just not my flavor profile. And no ranch.
Ooh.
That was tough.
I got ranches. I'm a fiend for ranch.
Me too.
I will put ranch on my cereal if I could. I mean, I love it. I know I wouldn't do that, but you know.
I'm like, can I get pizza?
Gotta have ranch.
Can I have some ranch?
That's the best right there.
I know.
Pizza and ranch.
And when they don't have it, I'm just like, what am I supposed to? I don't even want this pizza anymore.
Right. It's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the peanut butter and jelly. I mean, it's no fun. Yeah. Ranch is life.
Right.
Of course, it's terribly bad for you. Maybe you guys can work on that at Panamex. Give us some organic ranch or something like that.
Oh, we brought in the mayo chup, the mayonnaise mixed with ketchup.
Okay.
So we brought that in.
So, Wow, I didn't even know they had, that was a thing, because my kids totally do that. That's like their hodgepodge whenever we're having fish and chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can just buy that at a store now?
Yeah. We sell it at our warehouse, but you buy it at the stores.
Okay. So Panamex takes all the guesswork out for you.
They mix your ketchup and mayonnaise. You don't need to do the measurements. We have it all ready for you.
Now, what is this called, though, if you're a store and you want to buy it?
Mayo chup.
Mayo chup. Okay, mayonnaise and ketchup. Yeah. I got it. Mayo chup.
They do a ranch chup, but I didn't want to touch that.
You've got to have your ranch straight up, huh? So it was ranch and ketchup?
No, it was ranch and mayonnaise.
Well, isn't ranch already made out of mayonnaise?
I don't know. I think it's made out of buttermilk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But then they started doing a bunch of them, and I said, I think I'm going to stick to one.
Okay.
But Iapana is really good. You know, it's been really tough with the shipping. Just the shipping prices skyrocketed. It's crazy. The shipping costs, the manufacturing costs, it's just...
Has it gone down at all, though, since Biden got that deal with the Saudis?
No.
No.
No. And it's hard to find trucking throughout the U.S. now to truck it to the wharf to ship it. And then it's just...
So that's still a thing then. I remember COVID, that was a problem.
No, it's still... I'm trying to get the Everfresh drinks. I've been trying to get them down for a couple months now. And just trying to get a train to come down through Michigan with a truck. It's just been hectic.
So you guys bring the Everfresh fruit juices too. That's also a part of the
Everfresh.
So you know those glass bottles that you get. So that if there's a shortage, that's why. Then?
Yeah, it's shipping. So a lot of the issues with not having stuff on the shelves has been shipping and supply issues. Just a lot of manufacturers there after COVID. I guess a lot of money went back into the markets and people were buying stuff back up, and all of a sudden there was a shortage in a lot of the manufacturing of things. So.
So we're still dealing with that then 3 years later. Because I remember hearing about that like before, but I just hadn't really thought about it.
It's so crazy.
It's still
a
thing, huh?
I told people 2 years ago, I said, start stocking up on stuff. I didn't say toilet paper.
Right.
But I said, start stocking up on things because prices are going to shoot up. Because I started seeing it when I was getting my quotes for shipping. It's just ridiculous. And it sucks because it's the consumers that have to, struggle with it. So it's sad, but...
Now, are you guys still making, numbers, are they up from like the previous years or are they down? Because hearing the economy sort of, we're kind of heading into a recession.
Our numbers have been up every single year. We've actually been very lucky to, we do a lot of market research to try and understand what's needed, what's not needed, what can we not bring as much in and we need to bring more in. Just, based on what people have been doing with their habits during COVID and making sure we're bringing in those items that people are using and want and need. So we've been very good there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure, because it seems like things are more expensive, but also like it feels like wages are going up overall too.
Yeah.
It's like just the economy is different. I don't know if it's moving downward or upward or changing.
I think wages going up is going to be even more difficult, especially when they do like minimum wage and stuff like that going up. It's going to be hard because, not only are small businesses dealing with prices going up, shipping going up, trying to keep prices down and them taking, the hit so that consumers are still able to afford the product. But now with minimum wage going up, that's more money coming out of the small businesses to where it's going to be hard for them to be able to pay for the overhead that they didn't have before.
Well, prices are going up. I don't know if you shopped around here. Have your prices had to go up?
Yeah, we had to. I was bringing in containers before COVID. Now, it's not even a joke. They've like quadrupled in shipping containers. It's insane.
Well, we have a lot of aid here.
Yeah.
Food stamp. Yeah.
A lot of money did get pumped into here to try and help and do things like that. So that was good. That was very helpful. But
just the federal, the PEBT and all those benefits. It's like
$600
a kit or something. Yeah. And then that's that's just the one timers. You got the regular monthly.
Yeah.
ASNAP issuance.
I noticed a lot, like being back on island, a lot of changes with the buildings and stuff, and a lot of. It seems like renovations are being done more. It looks really good. It like you could feel the spirit of the island that's starting to get better, especially with the Blue Sky Fireworks Show. I mean, everyone was out there.
Did you go?
I went to the Blue Sky dinner party, but I didn't want to see the fireworks because I didn't want to sit in the traffic.
That's exactly. I did the same thing.
I said, well, my
son can go and I'll watch the videos on his phone or something.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be posting low quality videos of it anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing worse than a firework photo.
So it's like, yeah, I'm going to try to be the traffic.
Low quality videos. That's so true. All right. Well, Kalina, it was good catching up with you.
You as well.
Thank you so much for stopping by and seeing us.
Thank you for having me. It's so good being back.
Panamex, obviously, we've been partners with you guys for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I want to continue to support you guys in your endeavors and any products that you're launching in the market. You know, it's always just good to see what else is out there. Affordable alternatives rather than one person bringing in the only thing and then you're stuck paying whatever he wants to charge you. You bring a bunch of different things in here and keep things competitive and keep the prices low for our customers.
I got a bunch of stuff I'll drop off to you that you can give away on the radio and stuff.
Oh,
a bunch
would
of boxes
love that.
Of stuff.
Boxes? Yes, please. Are you still doing the twisties and the UFOs and the yummos?
We do the twisties, yummos? UFOs, the bluebird, those snacks. Yep.
All right. Well, say hi to everybody for us and congratulations. And is Gigi and Ron still next door?
They are.
Okay.
And Junko.
Junko. All right. You got a good squad over there.
Oh, man, our entire team's incredible.
It's hard to find good people here.
Key's our sales manager, so he's doing a really good job. So the whole team, I mean, for me being gone for 3 years and coming back, and it looks incredible, I mean, I need them to screw up a little so I have a reason to keep coming back.
You must take good care of them because it's hard to keep people that long. You got a good squad
over
there.
We just had a ceremony yesterday for two of our employees being there for 20 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's some good continuity. Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, Kalina, thanks for stopping by. Panamex Pacific, 699-1881. We'll be back after this.